this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you. Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I want to say thank you to everyone who tuned into last week's episode where we talked about the remedies for colds and flus. I hope you took some notes and stored that remedy knowledge away in your mind for any future incidents that you or your family might have. We are going to continue our episodes of discussing a popular symptom that many people encounter and deal with, and then share some of the top remedies for that specific symptom. After that, I will share all of the remedies we have used in our own home over the past week, and lastly, I will share an easy tip that you can implement in your own home. Before I get into today's episode, I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. If you have any questions about this or past episodes, or if you have a homeopathy story to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I've seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I've learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. Okay, let's dive in. So today we are going to talk about bites and burns. Insect bites and burns are something that we all encounter in our lifetimes and often multiple times. Before we start, I want to make sure I'm clear that there are several remedies that can help with and be beneficial for someone suffering from an insect bite or burns. My goal today is to just share a few of the top remedies that are known and proven to help. Although many of the symptoms can be the same, today I'm going to share the top three homeopathic remedies for bites and burns. Okay, for insect bites, the top three that I would recommend researching first to see if your symptom picture matches are number one, Apis. So this is the number one remedy I would have on hand for insect bites. This remedy is made from the honeybee, and from what we know about homeopathy and how like cures like, it's not a surprise that this is a great remedy for bites. This remedy is known to help with bee stings as well as other insect bites. When there is swelling and hot burning pain, Apis is a good remedy to choose. This remedy is also an acute remedy for anaphylactic shock, which can occur as a result of an insect bite if someone has a very intense allergy. The second remedy to have on hand for bites is Hypericum. This remedy is known to help with insect bites, but can also be very beneficial for other bites, such as dog or any other kind of animal bites, cat scratches, things like that. Usually the wounds that Hypericum will help with are ones that are very sensitive to the touch. The last remedy that I want to mention for bites is Leadum. But please remember, like I said, there are many more. Leadum is known to help with puncture wounds, which is what insect bites technically are. I've done an episode on Leadum in the past that I encourage you to listen to, but in that episode we talk about how this is the number one remedy to have on hand for tick bites. These are the key remedies that I would have on hand for bites. Now let's talk about the top remedies I would suggest to have on hand for burns. The first remedy I would have on hand is Cantharis. This is the absolute number one remedy I would have on hand in the case of burns. This remedy relieves the pain of burns and scalds on the skin. It also relieves the pain of sunburns. This remedy can either be applied topically in a lotion or taken internally. Causticum is number two. This remedy can help with the pain of burns just like Cantharis, but this is also a remedy that is beneficial for old burns that do not get well and also for ill effects as a result of a burn. The last remedy that I would have on hand for burns of our top three is Urtica urens. This is also a great remedy for scalds or burns. This remedy is known to help relieve sunburn that is very, very intense and involves itching. It can also help if any type of blisters appear from the burn. Well, there you have it. These are some of the top remedies to have on hand in order to be prepared for bites and burns. I hope this information has been helpful and gives you more confidence in what remedies to choose when you or someone in your family incurs one of these injuries. I so enjoy being able to share just a small bit of information of what a remedy is capable of doing. I do hope that by listening, you are encouraged to go and study on your own and really do the work to learn even more to take care of yourself and your family. Homeopathy is an investment in your health, and it's one that you won't regret. Welcome back. So we've taken some time to learn about the top remedies to have on hand for bites and burns. Now we are going to take an honest look at the homeopathy I've been using in my own home over the past week. This week, I want to share two different instances that we used homeopathy in our home. It's been pretty quiet around here, but we did have two instances that we needed to use it. The first one involved my daughter, again, of course. We are like a broken record around here with her and her boo-boos. Anyway, I was moving some clothes from the washer to the dryer, and my little one decided to close the dryer door on her hand. There was some screaming and swelling, and since it was her fingers that she smashed, and it is a nerve-rich area in our fingers, I decided to give her a dose of Hypericum. So that seemed to work really well, and I'm happy to report that all fingers are in functioning order. The second instance this week that we used homeopathy involved my husband, and he had to take a couple of doses of Euphrasia for a headache. I've talked about his eye strain headaches before and how Euphrasia has helped. It's really nice now that he knows that these are the main types of headaches he gets and that this remedy helps. Headaches can be a little challenging to figure out which remedy is the best fit, but whenever he has one of these headaches and he knows it's that type of headache coming on, he automatically goes and gets Euphrasia, and usually that is the remedy that relieves it for him. So really thankful for that. I also shared some homeopathy knowledge with a friend of mine this week. She was having some issues with stuffiness and congestion in her nose, and she wasn't sure if it was cold or allergies, and I recommended she try Cold Calm. She said it worked within 5 minutes and was really excited about it. So it's always exciting when you share homeopathy with someone else and they give it a try and they see great results. I encourage you, if you have friends or family who even just show the slightest interest in learning more, just be willing to share your information and the knowledge you have, even if you feel like your knowledge isn't that great yet. I'm still learning too. There's so many things I don't know about homeopathy, but what I do know, I want to share with others. So I encourage you to do so as well. I want everyone to know about this amazing medicine and what it's capable of. Even if it is just one household at a time, I will continue to share homeopathy with others. Every week when I recall all of the remedies we have used and how it has helped our family, my heart just feels so grateful. I love being able to share my experiences using homeopathy with all of you and learning about this amazing medicine. I hope you find it beneficial and are encouraged as well. Okay, so this week I'm going to change it up a little bit on you guys and give a homemaker tip instead of a health tip. And I guess it really is a homemaker tip and a health tip because we're going to talk about food, and I truly believe food is health. So for the next little bit, I want to share the staple food items we have in our kitchen that allow us to make easy from scratch meals at home. We cook probably 99% of our meals at home, and I love making food from scratch for our family as much as I possibly can. Now, don't get me wrong, we do go out to eat occasionally, so it's not like I make every single item we eat purely from scratch, but we do try to do it most of the time. So I want to share how we make that possible in our household with you guys. I know when people think about cooking from scratch or even cooking most of their meals at home, it may seem overwhelming, or they think that they have to have a ton of ingredients on hand. But honestly, there are really just a few staple items and ingredients that people really need. This week, I thought I would share the key ingredients I always keep on hand in order to easily cook from scratch in hopes that it might inspire others to cook from scratch themselves. I will share the key staple food items we have on hand, and then we'll share my meal plan for the week that primarily uses our staple pantry items. Okay, so here are the staple food items that we keep on hand. Number one, we keep meat. So we purchase our meat from local farms in our area and always have a variety on hand for the month to choose from. So we always usually have some type of meat with our meal, not always, but usually. So we always have a meat thawing out in the refrigerator. Usually at the beginning of the week, I'll pull out a couple packs, whether it be ground beef or pork chops, and I will put those in the refrigerator to thaw, and that way I'm never scrambling for meat. Number two, we always have a couple of green vegetables stocked. So usually broccoli, green beans, and peas at our local grocery store. They have really great organic options that are in the frozen food section. So I will grab some of those and keep those in the freezer. The next one is eggs. We eat a lot of eggs. We eat them for breakfast. We eat them in recipes. We eat them on sandwiches. So eggs are such a great source of protein. I encourage you to make sure you're getting your eggs from a healthy source, but eggs are a staple in our kitchen for sure. The next is cheese. So we try to get raw cheese if we can. We order it from Azure Standard. Cheese is a great snack, but it also can be added to so many recipes and give so much flavor. And again, it's also a protein source. The next is milk. So we get raw milk from a local farm. It's great for our kids to drink. We use it in recipes. I use it to make yogurt. There's just so many options for milk. It's healthy, and it's good for you. The next is butter. So we are not afraid of butter in this house. I know a lot of people, I think a lot of people from just, you know, the 80s, 90s with the whole just fear of fat and cholesterol and all the things got away from butter, but butter is essential. So the more butter, the better in our house. We use it for everything, sauteing vegetables, cooking meat. It's just delicious. So butter is important. Fruit. So every week, this is the next item, fruit. We always have some type of fruit in our house. Oftentimes it's eaten as a snack for my kids or me and my husband, but also we have it sort of like as a dessert after dinner sometimes. The next is oats. So we use this staple for breakfast. We cook oatmeal. I use it in my meatloaf recipe. We use it to make desserts and granola. There's tons and tons of uses for oats. The next few things I sort of combined, they're root vegetables. So we've got like garlic, onions, celery, carrots, potatoes. Having these staples on hand allow you to make so many recipes, especially lots of soups. So you can chop up a bunch of these ingredients, throw them in a pot with some broth, and you've got some soup. So those are key. The next ingredient I always have on hand is rice. So I am part Asian. So Asian meals are very important in our household. So we always, always have rice on hand. Beans is another category. So this is another staple that I like to have on hand. They offer a ton of protein. They make a great side dish, or you can just make a meal out of them. If you have pinto beans with cornbread, it's just delicious. The next staple ingredient we have on hand is flour. So this ingredient is used in a variety of things, but the main thing in our home is to make sourdough bread, and we also use our sourdough starter to make a lot of other recipes as well. So I'm constantly feeding my sourdough starter with flour. For sweetener in our home, the two staples we have on hand are honey and maple syrup. So these are predominantly the only sweeteners we really use in our home. And lastly, I would say have salt, pepper, and spices. Having a good amount of key spices is really important to cooking from scratch and cooking at home. Adding salt and spices to your meal can really have the power to transform it and just make things that originally might seem bland, make them taste delicious. I feel like if you have butter and spices, you're good to go. So these are really the main ingredients we keep in our kitchen. Obviously, this isn't a complete list of every single item I have in my home or in my kitchen, but we probably make 80% of our meals from these ingredients. Now I'm going to share what our meals look like for this coming week. And most of these meals are made completely from the staple items that I just mentioned before. There are a couple things I did have to purchase, so I will let you know about those. But overall, it really just comes down to those staple ingredients. So here we go. So on Monday today, we will be having meatloaf and vegetables, all made from our staple ingredients. Tuesday, we are having bacon, egg, and cheese bagels. So I did buy bagels for this meal, but I often make sourdough ones that are super yummy. All of the other ingredients for this meal, though, are a part of the simple pantry staples. Wednesday, we will be having a ham steak and gravy over rice with veggies. So, again, all part of the staples. Thursday, we will have pinto bean soup with biscuits. I did buy biscuits in a can this week, but you could also make those from scratch with the items I listed. Friday is pork chops with hashed potatoes and veggies. Saturday is a lentil soup. And Sunday we have sourdough pancakes. So we always have breakfast for dinner on Sundays. It's like a staple around our household. We rotate three different things. We either have pancakes or sourdough pancakes, sourdough French toast, or a sourdough recipe called Dutch Baby. So those are our three Sunday dinners that we cook. And again, all of these things are made from the staple ingredients that I mentioned. And lastly, this week, we're actually going to make an oatmeal crumble apple pie that includes all of the ingredients I mentioned before as well. So even as I was preparing for this episode and writing all this down, it really just still amazes me how many delicious things you can make from just a few staple ingredients. It's making me hungry just talking about it. So, I hope this information about the key ingredients we have in our pantry have inspired you to take a look at your own and to start creating some yummy and maybe make some from scratch meals this week. If you would like the recipes to any of the meals I shared, or if you have a favorite made from scratch meal that you love, I would honestly love, love, love to hear about it. I'm always looking for new supper meals to add to our rotation, so please email me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I hope you have the best week and make some super delicious food. I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I've mentioned in today's episode, or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute to leave a 5-star review. Whether you're listening on Google, Spotify, or Apple, your reviews really do make a difference to help share this podcast with others. Just a quick recap of today's show. Today we talked about the top remedies for bites, which are Apis, Hypericum, and Ledum, and the top remedies for burns, which are Cantharis, Causticum, and Urtica urens. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your families. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.